because I will go only for rhythm. I didn't know anything else. Familiarity. That's how we learn it. And they opened my eyes and said, this is the way that you're going to learn art in here. We believe in this painting. And we believe this is fantastic. Whoever doesn't find the beauty is blind. It was first difficult to swallow, really, because we're succeeding, we're at the university and all, I understand everything. Then I realized that you need time. If you don't put that time in, you are following the ego, the Satan, because the ego is always in rush. It is supposed to be, because the ego is the part of me that will die. There is another part of me that will not die. Do you know that one? Look at it. 800 years ago, the guy died, but his meaning is here. His spirit is in here. Whatever he got is in here. His body, his animal body is dead. So what? And he didn't care about it because he found a new life. Here, he's thinking about that and he's trying to explain the problem of the ego to understand that I am my own enemy. If I could become selfless, then I'll be humble. I will let go of arrogance. Here, the Satan was arrogant, but when he was only talking, right? That is the example, yes?
The work of magic is this, that it breathes, and at every breath transforms realities. At one time, it shows a man in the guise of an ass. It makes an ass a man and a notable. Such a magician is within you and latent. Truly, there is concealed magic in temptation. In the world in which are these magic arts, there are magicians who defeat sorcery. In the plain where this fresh poison grew, there has also grown the antidote, O son.
Means what? Right from the beginning, everything was what? Negative. Talking about the power of the ego, the Satan in you, that secret fellow sitting in you and cheating you, right? So when you read it, at the end you should say, oh, so I'm in deep trouble. So I'm hopeless. He said, wait a minute. Because this ego I'm talking about is in every single one of us, right? Now look at the good people. What happened? Even with this ego, that magic could happen. I'm talking about the people who got rid of it. That's possible. This is what this magic is all about. In this desert, that this poison will come out, exactly in this, the antidote will grow up. Remember, there is two sides to the subject. It's not only me and my ego. No, my ego is a part of me. My heart is another part of me. That another part, when it is activated, this one goes back. That's what it is all about. Do you remember in book one, he was talking about the mind and the heart and said, you know, there is one problem. This one wants to be the boss. The lady wanted to be the boss. I said, this lady should understand that I could get rid of it. My brain should understand that I could shut it off. I said, with a glass of scotch, I get rid of it. So this is a member of this group. Only a member. Who is the boss? The boss is the invisible one. Is my breath, is my heart, is my soul. That one could be the boss. Therefore, remember that you have your enemy in you, and that's not the end of the story. You have the antidote in you. You have the possibility of being passionate. Your heart could be touched. Therefore, we don't give up. Yes?
The antidote says to you, seek from me a shield, for I am nearer than the poison to thee.
Ah, the poison is here, which is my ego. How close is my ego to me? Very close, right? But the antidote, which is my heart, is even closer to me. That's where the hope is. Yes?
Her words are magic and thy ruin. My words are magic and the counter charm to her magic.
Mm-hmm. Therefore, in you there are two magics. One side is your ego that I'm warning you about. But remember, there is the other magic in you, which is the good one. Let's talk about that. Yes.
How the fault finders repeat their advice to the guest of the guest-killing mosque. The prophet said, verily there is magic in eloquence, and that goodly hero spake the truth. Hey, do not commit a foolhardy act. Depart, O generous man, and do not make the mosque and us suspected on this account. For an enemy will speak from enmity, and tomorrow the villain will rouse a fire against us, saying, some wicked man strangled him on the pretext of the mosque he was safe, so that he might impute the murder to the mosque, and since the mosque has a bad name, might escape. Do not lay any suspicion upon us, O man of valiant spirit, for we are not secure from the craft of enemies. Come now, depart. Do not be foolhardy. Do not cherish vain desire, for it is impossible to measure Saturn by the L. Many like thee have prated of luck. They have torn out their beards one by one, piecemeal. Hey, be gone. Cut short this palaver. Do not cast thyself and us into woe.
Translation. This is why at the beginning I should explain myself. At the beginning I say, who is the guilty one? Who is the victim? You are the victim because you just read it and don't care about what it's saying. You're thinking about the pronunciation. So you have to read it tonight again and again. This paragraph was short and it was explanation of what you read. He started with what? That the prophet said this, and let me tell you, he said that in talking there is magic. And he was right. He was a very good, here he will say pahlavan, which for Persians means a strong fellow. But that's not what it means. In ancient time, pahlo means the people. Pahlavan means one of the people. A fellow who is public, who is representing the public and he loves the public. Here we say, that prophet is pahlavan. Let me tell you about the mosque and the enemy of the mosque. He said, there are this enemy which tries to burn us somehow. He wants to take us to the darkness, and his excuse is this mosque. He doesn't want to fight us. He prefers to burn the mosque, to ruin that one, to bring something to change the argument. These are the imagination of that fellow who is bragging too much. Our answer is, stop the bragging. We have heard it all. There is one speciality here. Do you remember I talked about it, that the philosophers, they become a good new philosopher when they prove the other one was wrong. And so on, and so on, and so on. So the last philosopher, which in my calendar is Hegel, He proves all the others wrong. And another one will come and will show the shortcoming of Hegel. What about this? For thousands and thousands and thousands of years, they all talk about one stuff. They don't deny each other. They don't prove that that one is wrong. Have you ever seen a holy fellow who says, no, Dalai Lama is wrong? No, because at the end, they will arrive to something. First of all, they are humble. Second, they believe in beauty and goodness only, and they don't force it to other people, because they know by force it doesn't happen. As simple as that. Here he explained it all that, you know what? This talking about it is always the problem. Your brain is always talking about something. Here we are talking about love, and we say love is illogical. Your brain will say, yes, I got it. No, love is something that the brain cannot understand. Love is for heart. Therefore, you should shorten this, I say this, he said that, which we call it qil wa qal, means useless conversation, endless conversation. Because with this talking and saying, you will ruin your life and our life. Do not waste ours. Because here we are talking about loving, and it's not easy to talk about it. Today, we didn't go very fast. Like this, it will take centuries. Inshallah, next time we will try faster.
What's the rush?
You don't know. همچو شیطان در سپه شد صد یکم خان افسون که ننی جا رو بکن چون قریش از گفته او حاضر شدند هر دو لشکر در ملاقات آمدند دید شیطان از ملایک اسپهی سوی صف مؤمنان اندر ره آن جنود لمتروها صف زده گشت جان او ز بیم آتش گده پای خود واپس کشیده میگرفت که همی بینم سپاهی من شگفت ای اخاف الله ما لی من حعون اذهبوا انی اری ما لا ترون گفت حارس ای سراغ شگرین دی چرا تو می نگفتی این چنین گفت این دم من همی میبینم عرب گفت میبینی جاشیش عرب می نبینی غیر این لیکه ای تو ننگ آن زمان لاف بود این وقت جنگ دی همی گفتی که پاگندان شدن که بودتان فتح و نصرت دم بدن دی زعیم الجیش بودی ای لعین وین زمان نامرد و ناچیز و منی تا بخوردیم آن دم تو وامدیم تو به تون رفتی و ما هیزون شدیم چون که حارس با سراغ گفت این از عتابش خشمگین شد آن لعین دست خود خشمین ز دست او کشید چون ز گفته اوش درد دل رسید سینه‌اش را کوفت شیطان و برید خون آن بیچارگان ز مکر ریخت چون که ویران کرد چندین عالم او پس بگفت انی بری ان منکم کوفت اندر سینه‌اش انداختش پس گریزان شد چو ایبب تاختش نفس و شیطان هر دو یک تن بودند در دو صورت خویش را بنمودند چون فرشته و عقل کیشان یک بودند بهر حکمتهاش دو صورت شدند دشمنی داری چنین در سر خیش مانع عقل است و خصم جان و کیش یک نفس حمله کند چون سوسمار پس به سوراخی گریزد در فرار در دل و سوراخها دارد کنون سر ز هر سوراخ میارد برون نام پنهان گشتن دیو از نفوس و اندر آن سوراخ رفتن شد خنوس که خنوسش چون خنوس قنفذ است چون سر قنفذ برا آمد شده است که خدا آن دیو را خناس خواند کو سر آن خار پشتک را بماند مینهان گردد سر آن خار پشت دم به دم از بیم صیاد درشت تا چو فرصت یافت سر آرد برون زین چنین مکری شود مارش زبون گر نه نفست اندرون راحت زدی رهزنان را بر تو دستی کی بودی؟